The county jail interview room reeks of bleach and burnt coffee. Fluorescent lights buzz overhead. A guard clicks the door shut, and you are alone with Devin, your client in an armed robbery case. The charge is a gas station holdup. No one was physically hurt. Devin insists he wants to fight it. Halfway through your questions, he leans forward, voice barely above a whisper. He admits something you did not ask about. A week before the robbery, he says he broke into a nearby house and assaulted a woman. You ask for details. A name. Anything. Devin's eyes drop to the scratched metal table. I already told you. That's it. He refuses to identify her. Last night, you watched the local news. An attack in that same neighborhood is still unsolved. The woman, Elise, told police she is terrified. The man will come back. You cannot prove Devin is talking about Elise. He could be lying, boasting, or describing a different assault. But if it is Elise, your silence could leave her exposed. Attorney-client privilege protects what Devin told you unless he agrees to disclosure. If you reveal it anyway, you could tank his defense, face sanctions, and jeopardize your license. If you stay quiet, you keep representing someone who may be an ongoing threat. You have to decide before your next filing and before Devin learns how far you will go. What's your call?